You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Astros have added some depth to their starting pitching ranks by agreeing to a two-year deal with Charlie Morton. We're joined on the line by MLB.com Astros reporter Brian McTaggart. And Brian, Morton missed most of the 2016 season after tearing his hamstring. What do the Astros expect to get from him, and where does he fit into that rotation for 2017?
Well, they're hoping to get about 30 starts from him, and that's, you know, something he's never done in his career. His career high is 29 starts with the Pirates, and that was 5 years ago. But, you know, they feel if he's healthy, that with the kind of ground ball stuff that he has and the curve ball that he has, that they feel he could be a guy they can put in the middle of the rotation. And he's going to sort of serve the role that Doug Fister had last year. They signed Fister to a one-year deal, ground ball pitcher. Fister turned out having a really good 4 months and then really cratered towards the end of the season. So I think the number one thing is the Astros are just hoping that he's healthy. I mean, this is a guy that has had four surgeries in the last 5 years, but he does have some tools, and they're really excited about his ground ball rate, which in his career is second in baseball behind Dallas Keuchel. And with the kind of shifting the Astros do with their infield defense, they think they can turn a lot of those ground balls into outs, which really helping. And you know, Brett Strom has done a nice job with some of these guys that have come over through the years, the pitching coach. You know, he has a high spin rate on his curveball, and Colin McHugh, when they got him off waivers, same thing, high spin rate off the curveball, and Brett Strom was able to work wonders with him and turned him into a 19-game winner. So, yeah, they're paying him $14 million over 2 years. It's kind of surprising, but if they can plug him in that middle of the rotation, he stays healthy, and he can give them, 25, 30 starts, I think they'll call it a success.
As far as that rotation goes, Brian, is this probably it as far as additions, or could they stay busy this hot stove season and add another starter?
Well, I think if they add another starter, it's going to be a big-time move, and, you know, I don't know if they're going to do that. You know, you look at the rotation right now, you know, Keuchel had a down year and got injured towards the end, and, you know, they're going to be banking on him to come back healthy, and if he does, you have a Cy Young winner at the top of your rotation. Colin McHugh, a 19-game winner a couple of years ago, pitched pretty well in the second half last year. You can do battle with him. If Lance McCullers is healthy, he's a number two starter. Joe Musgrove, a rookie, came on last year. Now you have guys like Mike Fiers and Morton in the mix. So they do have a rotation. And if you remember last year, the Astros pretty much stuck with six guys in the rotation through July, did not make a move at the trade deadline. And then, lo and behold, as they got into August, Dallas Keuchel and Lance McCullers got hurt, and they were really hurting in starting pitching. So I wouldn't surprise me if they go out and grab another starter. But as far as making a really impactful move, I think that would be via trade. You know, I don't know if they're going to be in the mix for Sale or Archer or any of those guys. So this could be it as far as starting rotation goes. But I do think they have several more moves to come when it comes to offense.
Yeah, when you talk about that offense, it sounds like this could be the year where the Astros kind of return to being major players as far as free agency or maybe even the trade market. You know, first base is obviously a thing there. I mean, you still have prospects on the way, but is that the most likely place? An outfielder? You hear names like Edwin Encarnacion, Miguel Cabrera maybe being available. I mean, could the Astros really get involved in some big-time free agents and available players this hot stove season?
Yeah, I think they will. And, I mean, just based on what Jeff Luhnow has told us about, they want to be aggressive. They feel that this is their window. This is their contention window. They have this young nucleus they keep talking about, and it's there, and it's real with Gurriel, Altuve, Correa, Springer, Evan Gattis. You can put him in there. And then, the rotation and then the additions they made to the bullpen the last couple of years. They feel they're poised to make a run at this. And, you know, I think they will try to get one of those impact bats. I think outfield is a certainty that they will add somebody. You know, they're going to lose, you know, Colby Rasmus. I don't think they're going to bring him back. So there's going to be a hole there. Catcher, they need a catcher. Jason Castro is a free agent. They don't have a starting catcher right now. Brian McCann would be ideal. They can make a trade with the Yankees, get a left-handed bat for a veteran catcher to split time with Gattis. That would be just a perfect situation. You know, first base, it was kind of a revolving door last season. They do have some options there. Like you said, A.J. Reed didn't do well, but he's going to be back in the mix. Gurriel, who they signed, the Cuban free agent they signed, he could play some first base. So they do have some options there. But I certainly think outfield and catcher, for sure, the Astros are going to acquire one of each from those positions. And I think it should be a couple of the bigger names on the market.
The Astros have made another move already this offseason in adding Alex Cora as the bench coach. He's obviously been working at ESPN since the time when he retired. He's also, I know, GM of his hometown team back in Puerto Rico as well. What stood out to the Astros as far as adding Cora back in uniform and back in a dugout?
Well, he's had a relationship with A.J. Hinch for quite some time, and in fact, the Astros tried to hire him even before Hinch was manager, when Bo Porter was manager, and the time just wasn't right for Cora. But they think he brings a vast breadth of skills to the table from his time as a player. You know, 13 years in the major leagues, his time in Puerto Rico with the World Baseball Classic, also his time as a general manager in Puerto Rico. He's got great people skills. He knows the game, base running, and defense. He's going to handle the infielders, so. He's not going to be your really traditional bench coach. Yeah, he's going to have some of those duties, but he's going to be very hands-on when it comes to the infielders and the base running, and they're going to try to utilize him as much as possible. So they just felt this was the guy. A.J. Hinch thought this was the guy from day one that they wanted, and they were able to get it done. So, you know, he's got a good track record, a good resume, and, you know, a couple of players who played for him in winter ball emailed me the last couple of days and said, hey, we love this guy. So, the early returns are great, and it'll be great to have a guy with his kind of experience with Hinch now entering his third year as manager of the Astros.
One more for you, Brian. The American League MVP award will be announced on Thursday. Obviously, Jose Altuve, one of the finalists there. What's the biggest reason that he should win MVP?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think if you look at just his consistency all year, you know, this is a guy that hit, I think, what, 344 before the All-Star break, maybe 341 after the All-Star break. He was terrific on the road as he was at home. And if you look what he meant to the Astros, I mean, if you look at some of his stats and the Astros wins, if they won, Jose Altuve's fingerprints were all over it. He added the power stroke this year with the 24 homers, almost 100 RBIs, stole 30 bases, played in almost every game. You know, you just look at the numbers. They are all there. And, you know, he did falter a little bit in September. He got tired like a lot of players did. And, you know, he's going up against some very tough competition with Mike Trout and Mookie Betts. You know, it's going to be really tough for him to win it. But this was the best season of his career. His bat-to-ball skills are second to none. And if you just look at what he meant to the Astros, he was just the heart and soul of a team that for 3 months had the best record in the American League, played the best ball in the American League, and he was a big reason why. He hit in the top spot in the order, hit well. He hit in the third spot in the order, hit well. Did everything the Astros asked him to do and did it very well.
I love that all three finalists this year in the American League are complete guys that play great defense and also excel, obviously, at the plate. It'll be fun to find out who gets that MVP award. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Astros edition. For Brian McTaggart, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.